নমস্কার, কেমন আছো টু অল লাভলি সুপার মাদার্স। ওয়েলকাম টু সুপার মাদার আনলিশড। টুডে আই এম গোয়িং টু টক অ্যাবাউট আ ভেরি ইম্পর্টেন্ট টপিক উইচ আই পার্সোনালি লাভ অ্যান্ড বিং লাইক দ্যাট ইজ প্রাউড টু বি অ্যান ইম্পারফেক্ট মাদার অ্যান্ড আই এম রিয়েলি লাভিং দিস ট্যাগ লাইন বিকজ মাদারহুড ইজ অ্যান এক্সট্রাঅর্ডিনারি জার্নি ফিল্ড উইথ সো মাচ অফ লাভ, জয় অ্যান্ড এন্ডলেস moments of self-discovery. As mothers, we often strive for perfection, hoping to be the best, selfless and patient caregivers. However, in this pursuit of perfection, we sometimes forget that it is the imperfections that make us human and unique. Grabbing our flaws and celebrating our imperfections is essential for not only our well-being but also for building authentic connections with our children. Being a proud, imperfect mother is not a weakness, what I feel. It is a source of strength, growth and love. As mothers, we are always bombarded with lots of societal expectations and portrays of perfect parenting. But in truth, there is no one-size-fits-all approach to motherhood. Each child is different. And each mother's journey is distinct. Embracing authenticity means acknowledging that we may not have all the answers. And that's okay. We learn and grow along with our children, making mistakes and celebrating every success together. We mothers are habituate learning things from our own mistakes. Imperfection doesn't imply failure. It offers an opportunity to learn. Every stumble and misstep can be a valuable lesson in becoming a better mother. Acknowledging our mistakes, taking responsibility, and making amends are essential qualities that teach our children the value of honesty and resilience. The mistake I have been doing so far, and which is more often, let me tell you the truth today, is burning food. Most of the times, lunches, and I'm guilty about it. But it's okay, it's absolutely okay, because being an imperfect mother, I'm distracted by so many things at a time, and really I end up doing lots of mess ups, even losing my patience, and I feel bad about it, but again end up raising my voice on my daughter during a stressful moment. I'm also an imperfect mother because of forgetting things often. I'm talking about important dates. There are so many dates that I end up forgetting. Yes, it happens to me, and I'm okay with it. I'm really okay with it. Being an imperfect mother who makes mistakes in her parenting decisions, but always tries to learn from them and every day tries hard to do better. Self-care is also one element that I miss. And I'm sure there are so many mothers around the world, they miss this self-care of themselves. Neglect my self-care routine due to putting my daughter's needs before mine. But now, since my daughter is 7 years, I'm trying really hard to learn from those mistakes and slowly taking one step at a time to rectify those. There are times when I feel motherhood comes with lots of challenges. So what we need to do? Cultivating resilience in us. There are so many struggles, especially for new mothers who is going through so many struggles, such as sleepless nights. There are so many tantrums and uncertainties. Embracing imperfections fosters resilience and adaptability in both mothers and children. It teaches us to bounce back from setbacks and navigate through difficult times with grace and strength. When there are struggles, there are also so many positive aspects. Children are perceptive and intuitive beings. When we strive for perfection, we may accidentally create a facade that distances us from our children. However, embracing imperfections allows us to be vulnerable and authentic with our emotions, thoughts, and struggles. The vulnerability strengthens the bond between mother and child, fostering trust and openness. We are also becoming more positive and teaching compassion and empathy. Because when we are gentle with ourselves regarding our imperfections, we also teach our children the importance of self-compassion. We demonstrate that it is okay to make mistakes, to forgive ourselves. Moreover, this compassion extends to our interactions with others, as we model empathy and understanding to our children. One more positive aspect which I have personally realized being imperfect is breaking free from mother guilt. Mother guilt is a prevalent feeling among mothers, particularly when we feel we fall short of our own impossibly high standards. Embracing imperfection helps us break free from this guilt. It allows us to focus on the positives, celebrate our efforts, and recognize that we are doing our best in every moment. We can also hold that growth and change. The journey of motherhood is an ongoing process. Embracing imperfections means accepting that we are not stagnant beings but evolving individuals. We learn from experiences, adapt to new situations, and evolve into a stronger version of ourselves, all for the betterment of our families. Being proud to be an imperfect mother means embracing the messy, chaotic, and beautiful reality of motherhood. It is about letting go of unrealistic expectations and societal pressures and choosing to love ourselves unconditionally. Our imperfections do not define our worth as mothers. They enrich our journey, teaching us valuable lessons along the way. By accepting and celebrating our imperfections, we cultivate a nurturing environment where our children can grow, learn, and flourish, knowing that they too are loved and accepted for who they are. So let us wear our imperfections with pride and continue this remarkable journey of motherhood with authenticity, resilience, and unconditional love. So for today, only till here. I will see you next week. Till then, stay tuned and keep listening Super Mother Unleashed podcast.